Welcome to the Shadow Body Podcast, where inappropriate conversations get to happen. Conversations, stories, shame, rejection. Bring the darkness to light. Make us uncomfortable. Inappropriate. The Shadow Body Podcast. What hides in the
shadow? Okay, so the time has come for me to address the very thing that brings me so much discomfort. But it is time. It's time for me to speak to what I do know. When witnessing genocide in Palestine, hostages being held against their will, this isn't war, this is genocide, and I am feeling it in my body. And that's something I can't make up. I can't turn off. And so there's been some clarity around this topic and how in which we must move forward as somatic workers or therapists or facilitators. I am very aware more than ever that I cannot do this work without addressing this topic first and foremost. It is true that I have spent a few years now unraveling from the white supremacy that lives in me, the patriarchal systems of oppression that still are very much so alive in my system. Unraveling, deconditioning from this has been an excruciating process, but I am so grateful for this work because of moments like right now. It's because of how I feel right now. And how I feel right now is that it is very natural and normal to feel the collective grief we are experiencing because of the children that are being held hostage and the children that are being murdered right now as we speak. It is normal to be feeling something in the body, and it is not normal to turn our heads and say, there's actually nothing I can do about it. Imagine if the whole world said, there is nothing I can do about it. I don't feel that my steps, that the actions I take have any impact or say. And that's where I want to change. That's what I want to soften. And I want to support people in seeing differently, that feeling the depth, the magnitude of this horror is actually natural for us. And if you're not willing to address or see or look at what is going on in the world, do not come to somatic work, please. Say, no, this is not in my lifetime. I do not choose to feel the magnitude of this. I'm not saying that it's okay, but I'm saying you're going to have to make a choice, because somatic work will open up the places in you that want to see, the places in you that do feel the pain, the grief, the sadness that comes along when witnessing something so painful. So what I'd like to clarify here is I personally have been conditioned to believe that there is nothing that I need to do in this life to participate, to take action. It's not in my lane. I don't have to, right? That's my privilege. I've been born into to privilege. I have an existence, a way of being that can effectively allow me to turn my head. I very much so have the resources to never look at this again. But I've said this over and over again. I have felt the repercussions, the dis-ease that happens in my body when I turn my head. And I will go right ahead and say it is inflammation. It is chronic fatigue. It is burnout. It is disconnection from the planet. And I felt this at a very young age, and I couldn't figure out what it was, what was going on in my body, this disconnect, this separation. I don't need to look, because I'm practicing yoga every day, because I'm meditating every day, because I'm doing breath work. But I don't have to feel all of that. That's not my problem. So why was I in so much pain when I was doing the work? Because I was too afraid to look and feel that level of fear that comes along with knowing genocide exists. And it exists in our world, exists in my body at the same time. Do you believe that we are connected and we are all one? Are you in the spiritual developed community where you believe that we are all one? Well, if we are all one, those children are us, those mothers are us, those fathers, those humans, those people are us on whatever side. So my greatest question for you right now is, what are you feeling? Without needing to change or fix it, how do you notice your body showing up? Are you choosing not to look at it because you've got other things to focus on? Are you naturally calloused, meaning you don't have the capacity to go there? Or are there belief systems or religious practices that say you are not your body? Are you connected to the collective so much that you are grieving right now and you don't know why? Are you full of rage or uncertainty, deep depression, and you don't know why? Where are you right now during this time period where our collective, our humanity is going through some transformation and not in an easy way? Our bodies are experiencing what is happening, whether or not we like it. And as a facilitator offering somatic work, working with bodies, you are going to touch these tender places in people. Some of us, our ancestors, have lived in the line of fire. They have been killed. They have been murdered. They have been victims of genocide. Some of us have ancestors that have been the colonizers, that have been the Nazis, that have destroyed and bombed and murdered children. Our ancestors are from all sides, all places on the spectrum. Are you willing to see and hold space for it all? How can you possibly do that if you are not looking or addressing what lives in you, carried through by your ancestors in the places that live in your body? I see so many folks interested in learning the wisdom of the body, but I don't know if they are fully ready for the grief that comes along with it. We don't get to choose what lives there. It all has a voice. It all has wisdom. It all has information. Once again, we don't get to choose. I laid in bed for weeks, feeling crying, my eyes out. It was unbearable for me. It still is unbearable for me to wrap my head around what is happening over there and what action steps I need to take. I'm not very political. And what I mean by that, I'd like to be, actually. I just can't fully understand how to obtain enough information at the moment. My brain has a difficult time with researching in this way and capturing, you know, the correct history. It's really challenging for my brain, but I do know how to address what is real and true for me, and that's this moment right here, what I'm sharing with you. Holding myself through that level of grief was so vital and necessary. I felt myself cry uncontrollably for days straight, and what I felt was the purification of that. I lay there thinking to myself, you have never been able to feel this way, Lauren. This is the first time that you have been able to go there in your body. So after many years of somatic work myself, I am just now exploring another layer that lives in myself. And so I let myself cry. I could feel like the dam had been removed from this river, and I could find flow and energy just, it felt like a skyrocket. It was like shooting through my body, through my system. I was sitting in meditation this morning and I thought, wow, you feel lighter. There's so much space in your body. Like, thank God you gave yourself the time to grieve and feel that part of you, Lauren. That's where I discovered more spaciousness in my body. It needed to happen. It has to happen. And so I see now more than ever that if we don't feel these places that absolutely terrify us, if we don't look in those places we are kind of scared of, yeah? We are depriving ourselves of feeling. And when we deprive ourselves of feeling, we deprive ourselves of life, right? Of living. I know that it's so easy for us to pretend that we have this grip, you know, like we're holding on for dear life, using all of our strength and energy to not look, to not have to look, because it's too confusing, too overwhelming. We don't know what to do with our bodies. And so we hold on and we grip for dear life. But that's where the burnout comes in. That's where the exhaustion comes in. It's time for us to look and feel and relieve ourselves. Let ourselves be human again so that we can feel connected to these people. I am just so inspired by the women and the folks that are going out of their way. It doesn't matter if people unfollow them or don't agree with them or don't want to work with them anymore. There are leaders in my circle, in my communities, that could care less about making money at a time like this. They are standing against genocide, no matter what. Standing up for the children, no matter what. How can we carry on knowing that children are dying? I don't want to live in a world where I don't look or think that I don't feel it at all. I don't want to live in that world. And so I'm choosing to look. I'm choosing to feel. And I probably wasn't able to do this 5 years ago, 10 years ago, because I had built that wall, that protector, that armor. And that armor kept me real safe. But it also held on to my innocence, my joy, my capacity for love, my ability to make informed choice in this life so that my actions, my business is contributing to the whole. There is so much for us to look at within our bodies, but it's so worth it. It will bring us closer together. It brings empathy, right? When I can feel that level of grief, it connects me to those humans that are suffering right now. This is what being human is all about. This is what we need to move forward, to be able to speak up, to have conversations, to use our privilege, our resources, to take the steps we are able to take together as a community. Our prayers make an impact. Our intention, our empathy, our ability to give a shit. If we had more people giving a shit, you think that that doesn't make a difference? If we all took micro steps towards this direction of finding solutions and not perpetuating this problem that we must kill people to accomplish anything at all. I want to live in a world where we are at least taking steps towards something different instead of rolling over and saying, I don't know. I don't know what to do. I don't have to do anything. So I'm gathering people for this facilitator training, and this is the very essence of this work. You have to be willing to look at these places, because what's inside lives outside and vice versa. It doesn't stop at any point. What's happening in the world is definitely what should be informing the steps that we take. So if you're interested in Inner Loom, to learn somatic therapy, I ask for you to feel this part the most, firstly, before you purchase anything, because this will be spoken about. And I promise you that if it's confusing or feels untouchable at this point, it takes community to fully understand and grasp what that is for you in this lifetime. I had to ask a lot of questions. I had to reevaluate where I was spending my time and my money, where I was putting my body. There's a lot of grief coming from that. A lot of life change, losing relationships, disconnecting from who I thought I was, and also sourcing information from different locations. Like, I realized who I was listening to, where I was, where the teachings were for me. And that had to change. I want to hear from people that understand from another side where I haven't lived, and maybe my ancestors haven't lived either. I want to learn more. I want to listen even more. Every story, every experience from someone else can impact my system, my body. I'm willing now more than ever to get completely uncomfortable in this process. Well, if you're feeling dysregulated, if you're feeling completely overwhelmed in your system, that is also normal. It's impossible to feel unscathed when considering what is really going on in the world. So if you're not at capacity, if you're not able to process what's going on in the world, find resources. Find people that can support you in understanding what this means for you and your body. Get information in the places that will work for you at the moment. Let it open you up. Let it open you up, because this level of openness, this is when the real healing happens. I now feel way more empowered, way more in my body, way more sure of where I'm heading, because I allowed myself to feel it. I think it's really time for us to do this, and there's a lot of somatics out there in the world, but you cannot do somatics if you aren't willing to notice, acknowledge, and take action towards systems of oppression that are causing so much harm to humanity and to the climate. There is a lot of information, a lot of thought leaders and people, women in particular, taking steps towards this movement, this revolution, where no longer are we not looking at marginalized folks. No longer are we not uplifting voices of the oppressed. Like, we are making practical, necessary steps to get out of the way so that we can hear a different song, a different prayer, a different rhythm, a new resonance, right? Because what we've been doing is so played out. It's so stale and old. I am done listening to old white men. It is time for us to change. And if you haven't changed, this is the work for you if you feel the call. I have so much to learn. I am going through such a deconditioning and doing my best to take a look at where I might still be perpetuating and complicit to what's actually happening in the world. And you better believe I am complicit. We all are complicit. It's just about understanding what that means for you. My God, is this uncomfortable? It's not supposed to be easy. It was easier to turn the head. I get that. It was easier until it wasn't. And it was kind of an illusion, right? Like I thought that I was able to love and light my way out of this. I thought I was able to bypass all this negativity. But in fact, it was unsustainable. My teachings were so stale. I was unable to really hold space. I only had a small window, a small frame to work within, right? Because I wasn't willing to see the whole picture. So my facilitation skills were so limited. This work is deep. It's going to require that you show up in a way that turns your whole world upside down. And that's scary. But it's time for us to be scared so that we stop this way of being. And we create a new way of being. And I'm not saying like for the whole world. I'm saying for ourselves individually. And the very first step is to start talking about it. Start feeling it. Start asking questions and hearing from the other side. Knowing where this lives in your body is the very first step. So that you can hold space for whoever walks in to your room to receive this work. Inner Loom Somatic Therapy will be centering this way of thinking. This is a part that is very vital for the vitality of this training. Somatic facilitation is about relating to the body. We've got to be able to relate to all of it. And if we're not willing to look at certain things, you better believe it's going to show up in your sessions over and over and over again until you're ready to look at it. Your ancestors are here to speak, to share, to show you the way. They want to guide you towards learning more. They do. We can get a lot out of this. And the transformation is so, you can't get anything like this anywhere else. I couldn't meditate enough to experience like the complete transformation in the way that I have because of doing this work, decolonizing my work, how in which I treat my students, how in which I do my trainings and my programs are very much, I mean, they're so different than they used to be because of this work. I'm so grateful, so grateful. So yes, it's terrifying and it's so worth it. It has to happen. You will feel better in your body when you go there. And I'm here to encourage you to. I'm here to make it a big deal. And I realize I'm going to lose a lot of people along the way. And that is absolutely okay because there's nothing more important to me. And when something is so important to me, that's all that matters, right? That's all that matters. And for those that want to join me, that want to be a part of this revolution, that want to do somatic work in this way, it's way beyond the light, the love and light. It's in the dark without the flashlight. It's going to happen like this. There's no other way in my eyes. So that felt really good. I hope that it you know, landed in some way. And I'd love to hear from you. Please let me know if you're on board. I really just want to hear what people have to say when I share this work in this way. There's so much for us to speak to together rather than me speaking to you. So if something landed, if something makes sense, let me know. Reach out. All right. Lots of love wherever you are in the world. Bye-bye.
The Shadow Body Podcast.
What hides my shadow?